Well, it's not really going to be like Caddyshack, although, well, there may be some references to Caddyshack, as WMAL has our charity golf tournament over at Fort Belvoir Golf Club on September 15th. Brian and I will be there. We'll be doing Mornings on the Mall from there. And it's also for a great cause. It helps our troops. We would love for you to be a part of that. And because we're going to be heading over to Fort Belvoir for that golf tournament, we thought it would be a good idea to check in with the woman who could throw us in the brig when we're over there.
I hadn't thought about that.
Colonel Angie Holbrook. She is the garrison commander of Fort Belvoir and also, by the way, an avid golfer. Thanks for joining us, Colonel.
Welcome. I'm happy to be here, guys.
Well, first of all, let's talk. There's plenty to talk to you about, and Fort Belvoir is such a most important part of our community here in the Washington area. But let's start with golf, because you guys have just done quite a bit of a renovation over there, haven't you?
We have. The Fort Belvoir golf course was originally a Trent Jones designed golf course, and as you know, we've had to do some reconfiguration because Fort Belvoir was selected as the home of the Army Museum, and so we did we had to take some holes out in 2013 and 14 in order to accommodate that. But since then, we've got the course back up to championship, PGA level golf. What I like to say, the private golf course experience at a public price, and we're really excited about that.
And you've got, our charity tournament, but you also have a major PGA tournament coming up, don't you? Or do you?
I'm sorry, guys?
Oh, no, I thought you had a PGA tournament scheduled there. I got bad information. I'm sorry about that.
Hey, you know what? We're open to one, though.
Yeah, exactly. I bet you are. Well, obviously, there's a lot more that goes on over at Fort Belvoir than just golf, although because you are a golfer, you must be pretty excited to be stationed here now.
Absolutely. The Pentagon didn't allow me a lot of opportunity to golf, but definitely I'll have to do some hole-by-hole inspection every now and then.
You get to play through all the time, Colonel?
Always.
Yeah, all right.
It's good to be the Colonel.
Yes.
It's good to be the Colonel.
That's right. So, listen, I noticed that before you took this new role over at Fort Belvoir, that you were working as Deputy Executive Officer for the 39th Chief of Staff of the Army, which was a pretty important job. But you say this is the fulfillment of a lifelong dream. Why is that?
Well, anytime you can be in charge of something, you want to be. And as an Army officer, commanding anything is exciting. So I think this is one of the pinnacle things that you get to do, especially as a commissioned officer. So when I loved working for the chief, and it was a great experience. I learned a lot about how the Army ran from the top. But commanding is where it's at.
I think people don't realize how expansive Fort Belvoir is. I drove onto the property earlier this year, and I was amazed at how large it is. How many people live at Fort Belvoir or work at Fort Belvoir?
Well, somewhere in the neighborhood of about probably 39,000 folks that actually work on Fort Belvoir. Not as many live here, obviously,
right.
But we have a lot of strategic level assets for not just Department of the Army and Department of Defense, but even in the Fourth Estate and some of the government agencies.
Yeah, I mean, what kind of missions are going on there?
All kinds of, as I said, mostly strategic level stuff. We have Defense Logistics Agency, National Geospatial, a lot of high level, intelligence, cyber, all kinds of things that are helping us shape the environment, both on the battlefield and then in the global economy.
And because you're so close to the nation's capital and the Pentagon, right down the road from the Pentagon, what makes that sort of a unique situation at Fort Belvoir? What is the primary responsibility because of your unique proximity to the nation's capital?
Well, I think it's an opportunity, certainly for Congress and others to come and see some of the strategic level actions and operations that are going on, and it just gives a view both from the side of the government, but also just at the level at which we're operating with around the world. You see evidence here right at Fort Belvoir.
And how easy is it? I mean, if the public wants to come and visit, check it out, get some information. If people are interested in possibly recruiting into the Army or the Armed Forces, how easy is it to just, as a civilian, come on and check it out?
Well, you can come on post when you have the right credentials, a driver's license, some form of ID. Come to our visitor gate at the Tully Gate, which is right off of Highway Route Richmond Highway. get yourself a visitor's pass, and then you're allowed to come on post. And certain facilities are obviously going to be, you know, closed to the general population. But you know, we're always we always love to host folks to show off what our different services can do, and specifically the Army, since that's my service of choice.
Yes.
But yeah, it's not difficult if you have the right credentials. And, you know, we'd love to have people come and see, you know, just a little bit of what their tax dollars are doing.
Colonel, I got to tell you, Larry and I are very excited about the upcoming golf tournament, the WMAO Charity Golf Tournament at the Fort Belvoir Golf Club. And I want to assure you that we will, despite what you might think from listening to the program, be on our very best behavior.
Okay, guys, because I don't want to have to. I don't have a brig here, but I certainly could find some place to put you.
I'm going to be honest. One recommendation I can give to anybody who wants to go visit the fort: drive 25 miles per hour.
I would concur with that recommendation.
Boy, you guys are pretty rough out there. If any, but I understand safety first.
Absolutely.
I think I got pulled over twice, Colonel. So maybe.
Oh, gee, man.
Well, three times the charm, you know.
All right. Thank you very much for joining us today. That's Colonel Angie Holbrook. She is. How long have you been in the position?
3 weeks.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. It's a real honor.
The garrison commander at Fort Belvoir. Thanks for joining us, Colonel. And we just want to remind you, here are all the details on this golf tournament, because let's start with the charity, because that's very important. It's Operation Renewed Hope Foundation. Now, they are affiliated with our friends over at Fisher House as well. You know how important they are
to us, right?
And these guys do great work. They work with landlords and rental agencies throughout the Metro D.C. area to find suitable places for veterans and their families to live. They help provide stable housing environments. They pick up donated furniture and household items. You know, a lot of times you've got furniture in your house, you don't know what to do with it, you've got extra clothes. Obviously, there are great charities out there.
Right.
Think about Operation Renewed Hope, because that's a great use of those things. There are a lot of veterans' families who can use that support.
And if you're a listener and you say, hey, that sounds like something right up my alley, I'd like to go play golf. I'd like to hang out with Brian and Larry out on the golf course. Just go to WMAL.com/golf. And you can sign up for the golf tournament. The registration deadline, by the way, is this Friday.
Tomorrow.
So if you're interested, you need to take action right away.
I'm told. I mean, yes, we're going to be there. We're going to be doing our live broadcast, which is always entertaining to watch, I think. I'm also told that Chris Plant will be there.
Well, then... Now. We cannot be responsible for Chris.
Exactly.
I mean, we'll be on our best behavior, but I don't know if he has a best behavior.
And I'm going to need somebody to replace some divots for me. I expect to be hitting a lot of divots.